Chapter 1. The Harborville Express.
We're late!
Valentine Watts yelled as he zipped past a marble pillar just inside of Harborville Union Station. He slid to a stop on the concrete floor in front of a set of stairs leading down to the train platform below. Readjusting his rucksack and pushing up the sleeves of his baby blue sweater, he looked behind him. J.J. Watts and Trudy De La Rosa were trailing close behind. In addition to the rucksacks the two were carrying, J.J. had the added weight of his leather satchel slung around his neck. He also had a large soft-serve ice cream cone in each hand.
I don't know how many different ways I can say sorry for that,
J.J. yelled back.
How late?
Asked Trudy as she arrived at the top of the stairs. Valentine looked down toward the platform and spotted their train, the Harborville Express. It had already begun moving.
We should run,
he said. The three of them bolted down the stairs at an all-out dash toward the train. Now on the platform, Trudy could see an open door near one of the cars toward the front.
I think we can make it,
she shouted as she led the charge forward. Beating the pace of the slow-moving Harborville Express, she removed her rucksack and tossed it through the door of the train car before jumping on herself.
Come on,
she yelled at Valentine just behind her. Valentine didn't bother removing his own baggage before he made his entry attempt. He snagged a hand onto the steel railing alongside the door before using it to swing himself up into the car, catching his horn-rimmed glasses before they fell off of his face. He and Trudy stuck their heads out of the door to lend their support to JJ. By now, the speed of the train was picking up. JJ bounced along the edge of the platform, barely holding on with the acceleration of the Harborville Express. He ran carefully so as not to further disturb the two ice cream cones dripping down the sleeves of his red sweater.
You gotta drop the soft serve,
Valentine shouted at his brother.
No,
JJ yelled back.
I've grown emotionally attached to them.
Trudy looked to the other end of the train. Her eyes widened.
You're running out of platform,
she called out. JJ, by now losing pace with the train, looked down at his ice cream cones. He remembered haggling with the clerk at the ice cream parlor. He remembered being offered a 20% discount if he stopped trying to haggle. He remembered being just about to enjoy the two ice cream cones he had legally purchased at a discount before Valentine pointed at a clock. And then he saw the edge of the platform fast approaching.
I'm sorry, fellas,
he said with great sorrow to his ice creams as he cast them aside on the Harborville Union Station platform. Now unencumbered, JJ turned up the heat and made his way within striking distance of Valentine and Trudy's outstretched arms. JJ yelled mightily as he hurled himself onto the train, bowling over both Valentine and Trudy in the process. The three crashed to the floor of the train compartment that they were now safely aboard.
I'm gonna miss those guys,
JJ said. He stood up, offering an elbow of support to both Valentine and Trudy in turn. He then reached into his satchel and pulled out a moist towelette from its Ghost Hunters Adventure Club branded packaging.
And you guys said this would be a useless mechanism for advertising,
he said, wiping ice cream from his hands. Trudy found her glasses that had been knocked off in the initial jump attempt. She reaffixed them to her face and smoothed out the ruffles of her business casual blazer. The three of them cased the joint.
Would you look at this opulence?
Asked JJ as he marveled at the tasteful Art Deco interior design aesthetic surrounding them. The mahogany hallway ran along the side of the train, with several doors leading to several travel quarters unknown.
This must be the passenger compartment,
said Valentine.
Where's ours?
Just hold on a second,
JJ held up a friendly hand to interrupt him.
I had a speech prepared, and I've been waiting all morning to deliver it.
He took a step forward and turned in a practiced way to face his two friends. Clasping his hands together, he spoke as if he were lecturing in an auditorium.
Good morning, everyone. As you all know, Ghost Hunters Adventure Club has seen a 50% increase in hiring in the past few months.
He nodded at Trudy.
We're growing as a company, and now, more than ever, it's important that we truly learn the meaning of teamwork. So with that, I would like to say the following.
He swept his hands open in a grand gesture.
Welcome to the first inaugural Ghost Hunters Adventure Club.
Tickets, please, came a voice from behind them. JJ paused his speech, and the three turned to see a man in an ill-fitting dark blue uniform with a matching cap. A badge on his coat pocket read Conductor.
Just one moment,
JJ said to the man.
I was in the middle of a speech.
Tickets, please, the conductor repeated in a firmer tone. He scratched at the 5 o'clock shadow on his face, looking as if he hadn't slept in days.
Fine, fine,
JJ grumbled. He reached into his satchel and produced three tickets.
Which one of these are ours?
None of them, the conductor said after a cursory glance. He shot his thumb towards the back of the train. Second class is just past the lounge.
Second class?
JJ demanded.
That isn't right.
He grabbed the tickets back from the conductor and re-examined them. Whoa! Yelled the conductor. Where once there was an aloof gaze, he now looked as if someone had lit a fire under him. The snatching of tickets out of my hand is in direct violation of train law.
Don't do that again.
A phrase got caught in Trudy's ear.
Train law?
She asked. The conductor sighed impatiently.
See that out there?
He said, pointing out of the window to the view of the rolling hills and sporadic commercial buildings passing lazily by.
Not train law.
This here? He gestured broadly within the confines of the train.
Train law.
Well, that makes sense, I suppose,
said Valentine.
Their laws as old as trains themselves, sometimes cryptic but always resolute. They were created and are now followed to make sure you arrive to your destination safely and on time. I'm duty-bound to throw you off of this train in as comical of a fashion as possible if you try something like that again.
The conductor pulled a hole punch from his coat pocket and clicked it on the three tickets in JJ's hand.
Second class is back behind the lounge,
he repeated. He then stalked past them and continued his duties, knocking on doors and checking tickets. The three of them looked at each other. JJ took another look at the tickets in his hand.
Whoops! Guess we are in coach!
Valentine and Trudy groaned. The three walked to the end of the hallway and through an adjoining corridor. Opening the next set of doors, they found themselves in a dining room with finely upholstered chairs and booths. Clinking silverware and soft conversation accentuated the soft rumblings of the train's movement.
I don't mean to be the guy asking the hardball questions so early in the morning,
started Valentine as the three sidled past a waiter taking breakfast orders.
But how much planning did you do for this trip?
Plenty,
replied JJ.
Despite the admittedly rough beginning, I promise you guys that we're all in for a treat this weekend.
They walked through to the end of the dining car and into another adjoining corridor. Standing in the space between train cars, JJ turned to the team again.
Let's start over.
He spoke faster this time. Clasped hands, proper posture, auditorium voice.
Good morning, everyone. As you all know, Ghost Hunters Adventure Club has seen a 50% increase in hiring in the past few months.
Nod to Trudy.
We're growing as a company, and now more than ever, it's important that we truly learn the meaning of teamwork. So with that, I would like to say the following.
Big sweeping gesture.
Welcome to the first inaugural Ghost Hunters Adventure Club leadership.
The door to the other end of the adjoining corridor burst open and a small person wearing a red baseball uniform and cap marched through, seemingly steamed about something. Across his chest read the word Elks. He collided with JJ's shoulder, checking him into the walls of the gangway.
Watch where you're going,
JJ shouted.
I've got a speech going on. Die alone, boner,
the baseball player replied before marching in the opposite direction as the team, pushing past Valentine and Trudy.
I get weird vibes from this train,
said JJ as he opened the door to the next carriage. They were immediately met by a cacophony of hooting and hollering. Before them was an entire baseball team dressed in the same uniform as the person who knocked into JJ. Trudy noted the plush carpeting and variety of comfortable-looking chairs. While it felt like she was entering a speakeasy, this apparently was the lounge car. The sun shone through a copse of trees into the window, making shadows flicker across the small cocktail bar up against the wall in the middle of the room. Baseball players happily chatted with each other in dotted groups around the train car. There was a baby grand piano at the far end of the lounge. A baseball player sat on it. Howdy, the three members of the Ghost Hunters Adventure Club heard. A man sitting at the bar next to them swiveled in his chair to face them. Chewing a stick of gum, he wore a blue polo shirt, cowboy hat, and the highest up pair of gym shorts any of them had ever seen.
Sorry about Smalls, he said. Heard his catchphrase all the way back here. Kid's got a fire in his belly, but he never made it through all those etiquette classes. Great left-handed shortstop.
He extended a friendly hand out toward them.
Coach Hank.
Always being one to seek out new avenues of business, JJ stepped into center stage. He produced a business card, offering it to the man.
How do you do?
He started.
My name is JJ Watts, and these are my two compatriots, Valentine Watts, brother, and Trudy De La Rosa, newest inductee. Together we make up the business entity of Ghost Hunters Adventure Club, Harborville's foremost crime-fighting and mystery-solving team.
Coach Hank paused for a moment, looking back and forth between the blonde hair and blue eyes of Valentine and the dark hair and brown eyes of JJ.
Wait, are you two actually brothers?
JJ ignored the question.
Feel free to contact us if you ever need anything, ghost hunting or otherwise.
The three members of the Ghost Hunters Adventure Club each took turns shaking the man's hand.
Pleased to have y'all on board,
he said.
I hope you don't mind sharing a ride with the team.
You guys play baseball, right?
Asked Valentine.
Minor league American baseball,
Coach Hank replied.
We're the Harborville Elks. Got a game with the new Troutstead Skipjacks this evening.
Oh,
Trudy's eyes brightened.
I don't follow the minor league, I'm sorry to say. How's the season going so far?
Best OBP in the league, Coach Hank replied. We got a tight team this year due to budget cuts, but they're all playing like their lives depend on it.
Valentine looked at the coach quizzically.
OBP? On base percentage,
Trudy replied.
It's a stats measurement of the amount of times a batter reaches base. It's like a batting average, but it also takes into account the batter getting walked.
JJ and Valentine shot each other a glance. Neither of them had ever heard Trudy speak like this before.
That's the one,
the coach said. He tipped his cowboy hat to the three members of the Ghost Hunters Adventure Club, who took that as a social cue to formally disengage from that conversation and continue on their journey.
That was an interesting bit of Trudy lore,
Valentine remarked at the other end of the train car.
Yeah,
said JJ.
I remember you telling us multiple times that you were the least athletic person you knew. There's a big difference between playing baseball and knowing baseball,
Trudy replied.
But you can thank my Uncle Berting for getting me into a sport so obsessed with numbers and statistics.
Exiting the lounge, the three finally found themselves in the second-class passenger car. It was a far cry away from first class. The mahogany walls were, instead, aluminum. The carpeting gave a distinct aura of municipal transit. What they saw in this train car, strangely, was nerds. Many of them. Groups of nerds, dressed in a variety of button-down dress shirts, slacks, and pocket protectors, hung around and chatted in the hallway and among the economy-class train compartments.
I'm doing my speech in our room,
JJ said. The three of them quietly slipped past the intellectual conversations occurring around them and found their compartment at the back of the car. They opened the door and walked inside.
This is cozy,
Valentine said. Before them was a very small train compartment without much room to move around. Most of the space was taken up by two upholstered benches that faced each other. They looked as if they could be converted into sleeper beds with the right knowledge. There was another door near the seats that appeared to lead to the next berth. Against the wall was a window, out of which they could see Harborville disappearing slowly into the distance. The three stowed their baggage away in a compartment above their seats. Not to be outdone by a small stage, JJ hopped up on one of the seats and readdressed his compatriots.
Here we go!
He spoke even faster this time, clasped hands, authoritative voice.
Good morning, everyone. As you all know, Ghost Hunters Adventure Club has seen a 50% increase in hiring in the past few months.
Sidelong glance at Trudy.
We're growing as a company, and now more than ever, it's important that we truly learn the meaning of teamwork. So with that, I would like to say the following.
Sweeping gesture.
Welcome to the first inaugural Ghost Hunters Adventure Club leadership
The door that seemed to lead to the next compartment burst open to reveal a man with a pristine, tucked-in white dress shirt. His slacks were neatly pressed. If Trudy had to guess, she would have easily placed him with that crew of nerds outside.
Hiya,
he said, waving enthusiastically.
Oh, come on,
JJ yelled in frustration. The young man walked into their compartment without their inviting him to do so, shaking each of their hands vigorously.
Oliver Path,
he exclaimed.
Co-founder and current standing president of the Harborville Train Appreciation Society.
Do they have boundaries in your appreciation society?
Valentine asked.
You may have seen some of my colleagues out in the hallway. You see, we're here to take the famous Harborville Express to learn about its storied history and marvel at its wondrous engineering.
He shook everyone's hand once again.
Anyway, I just wanted to make a friendly introduction to the neighbors. I'll have to run now. Got official Train Appreciation Society business to take care of.
And with that, the train nerd disappeared through the door as quickly as he had appeared through it.
Why'd he smell like rubbing alcohol?
Valentine asked. JJ massaged the scar running horizontally across his nose that he continued to not like talking about.
Weird train. Weird train,
echoed Trudy. She turned the lock on both the doors inside of their compartment. JJ paused for a moment, wary of whatever unexpected interruption might come his way. Then he addressed Valentine and Trudy.
Welcome.
He looked around, confirmed it was safe, then continued.
To the first inaugural.
Another pause. Everything was still in order.
Ghost Hunters Adventure Club Leadership Summit!
He exclaimed. The words came out like a waterfall. He exhaled in equal parts relief and triumph for having finished a sentence. Then he went on, more confident now.
After a short and delightful trip on this beauty of a luxury liner, we'll be checking in at the new Troutstead Inn and Suites and utilizing their conference ballroom for an extended weekend of seminars, trust-building exercises, and, most important of all, the development of our mission statement.
Valentine and Trudy nodded in support.
Now, if you'll all open your binders to page one.
Binders?
Valentine asked.
I'm getting ahead of myself,
JJ replied. He reached into his stowed-away satchel and pulled out three identical white binders, handing one to each member of the team and keeping one for himself. Across the three of them and along the spines were the names of each binder's owner, JJ, Valentine, and Trudy. They all opened their folders to reveal the logo of the first inaugural Ghost Hunters Adventure Club Leadership Summit.
All right, everyone, shall we get started?
Asked JJ. Then there was a knock on the door to the hallway.
At least they let you finish your sentence this time,
Valentine said. He turned to the hallway door, opened it, then immediately slammed the door shut before throwing his back against it. On his face was an expression of unbridled terror. He looked helplessly to Trudy and JJ.
Guys, we've got trouble.